It's Fridays. Oh my gosh. So every time I say haze and it's Fridays and like most of the audio, to be honest, I'm smiling. And when I first start recording, my headphones do this little crackle because when I smile, you know how like your ears and your head muscles and stuff kind of move. So my headphones like creak and crackle, and in my mind I kind of call them my happy crackles. So like the first haze always gets deleted because I can hear the little crackles from my headphone and my mic. Yeah, so that's just a little something. I hope y'all have been having a really good week. I'm smiling really big right now. I'm not 100% sure why. I'm just like extra happy right here in this moment. And yeah. There's a Halloween audio on Halloween, which was a like light F-dom bully kind of audio. I found the script and I thought it was great. And I thought it was kind of interesting since I've been reading the surveys that you all been filling out. And I was kind of surprised to see how many people wanted me to do kind of like bully audios. And because I think I only have like 2 audios where I'm kind of like mean. And I was like, you know what? I can get into this. This could be fun. I want to explore this character type. And I had this script saved from Allie Dreamweaver. I forgot the title already. But yeah, that was released on Halloween. So if you want to hear me be a bit of a bully and other things, then give that a listen. And one of the surveys I recall said that they wanted me to share more stuff in my Friday's audio messages. I think like if I was wearing something that I felt cute in or something along those lines. So I actually do have one of those moments. At the time of this recording, yesterday, when I was working out, I was wearing like a matching sports bra and leggings outfit. And the sports bra was like really cute and strappy because I really love like strappy type things. And it had this double crisscross in the back and it was super cute. But after, like really shortly after I worked out, and I was really cold because it's that time of year here in the Northern Hemisphere. And I had this oversized like chunky knit cardigan in my gym bag. So I pulled it out and put it on. And when I was like trying to like put it on and stuff, because I'm talking really like oversized chunky cardigan, so it takes you like a minute for your arm to get all the way to the end of the sleeve. And when I was putting it on, it was kind of like hanging off my shoulder, and I was still within view of the mirrored wall with, you know, by the arm weights in the gym. And I like looked at myself and I was looking from the side and I was like, this is kind of cute. And it was like, it would be really cute to get art of days made like this, where I'm like standing and looking at the side in the mirror with like my sweater hanging off my shoulder with my like sports bra and leggings on. It was just like a cute look and I felt cute, and yeah, I love cozy sweaters. So I hope that satisfies the person who put that on their survey. That was kind of fun to share. I think what I also wanted to share was another thing that kind of resonated with me this week was a quote that I saw that said, failure is the best teacher, so find something you love and fail till you're great at it. And I really liked that quote because it reminded me that trying and learning in something that you love, like audio creation or sports or hobbies, you know, anything along those lines, trying something new or trying to learn part of it, just because you don't get it right doesn't mean that it was a total waste. It's a learning opportunity. And you literally fail until you succeed. That's literally what practice is when you're trying to learn something. You are failing in your attempts to try and achieve something until you actually do achieve it. So it kind of makes looking at failure kind of differently. It kind of takes the negative connotation and like heaviness associated with the word fail, and kind of makes it exciting. Like, hey, I'm one step closer to being better at something. So I'm going to kind of keep that in mind when I'm trying new things with character work and with editing and with trying different types of audios, instead of worrying about, you know, what if I fail? What if people don't like it? I'm going to say, hey, like, the whole process of creating this audio is a learning moment. And if it doesn't turn out great, or even if there are aspects that aren't great, it's a learning moment. These small failures will get me to where I actually succeed. So, like the quote said, I'm learning from failure because failing is the best teacher, and I'm going to keep failing until I succeed, whether it takes one try or 10 tries. And that's just kind of like exciting and refreshing way to think about things. And I hope that helps you in some way too with something that's going on in your life. So that's just a little bit of days, light bulb moments, I suppose. I don't know. Yeah. So I hope y'all are having a great week and you have a great weekend and you're not super annoyed with how many times I said or so. And so I will talk to you again next Friday. Bye.